Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent, which tells us that developers are rushing to cash in on the government's waiver of development levies and water connection fees. So we have a record number of new homes registered last month. These are new homes being registered now to begin building. They're described as home starts. More than 17,000 housing commencement notices were issued in April. And what the Indo is saying is that this is developers and the construction industry taking advantage of levy waivers which are due to end. However, the government has now agreed to extend the waiver on water connection charges and development fees for the construction of new homes. On the front of the Irish Examiner, we've heard before about issues for children needing psychological assessment in Cork and Kerry. The Examiner tells us today that there are now almost 4,800 children waiting for a child psychology appointment across Cork and Kerry alone. Extraordinary figure, with the numbers surging by 25% in less than a year. The HSE is admitting that half of the posts in the service are vacant and it's struggling to recruit psychologists. The waiting list is nearly five times the length of the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services Mental Health Service Programme, which is a service for children and adolescents living with moderate to severe mental health issues. A big, big problem in Cork and Kerry. An awful lot of children and staffing being blamed there for the delays. On the front of the Irish Times, they've had a special investigation. They've been working on this for months about the Kinahans in Dubai, and it's their main story today. Well worth a read. Members of the Kinahan family have been disposing of millions of euro worth of property in Dubai because they're coming under pressure from international sanctions. Christy Kinahan and his sons Daniel and Christopher Jr., who form the leadership of the Kinahan cartel, relocated most of their operations to the UAE back in the mid-2010s, because obviously the Hutch-Kinahan feud was turning violent. And the Irish Times has spent a lot of time analysing leaked property records, which show that family members acquired at least six properties over the following years. So they bought six places in the UAE, but they've begun to sell them off because there are sanctions by the US government. The government offering, I think it was €5 million or $5 million, a reward for information leading to the conviction of the Kinahans. So now they're selling off their Dubai properties. As I say, big investigation in the Irish Times, well worth a read. The Irish Daily Mail, patients reselling weight loss jab. This is Ozempic, weight loss drug, and they're being sold on the black market in Ireland. Experts are warning of an extremely disturbing increase in the sale of unprescribed medicines. Drugs like Ozempic are being peddled on social media and on websites as its popularity has soared. Of course, Ozempic, very popular, not alone for people with diabetes, but also for celebrities. Lots of celebrities on Ozempic losing weight, and some patients who received the drug legitimately are even said to be reselling it to friends and neighbours. And the pharmacist and former Fine Gael TD Kate O'Connell has told the Irish Daily Mail that she has heard of her customers buying the drug online and then selling it on to their neighbours for profit. And she says these are the most educated of people. They're savvy people, admitting to her as a pharmacist that they've taken Ozempic that they've bought online. Huge risk, of course, with that. And there's a shortage of Ozempic, and we're trying to get it for people who really need it, people with diabetes, but not if it's on the black market. That's certainly not ideal. Peep Show is the front of the Irish Sun. The OnlyFans model who first got the New York to Dublin portal shut down after flashing her boobs today fronts up in the Irish Sun to defend the racy stunt. Ava Louise faced a backlash after bragging about taking her breasts out on the 24/7 live stream, and she said it was fun to show off her two New York homegrown potatoes, and she said everyone had a smile on their face. There's an awful lot of moral panic about this portal. Not the biggest issue in the world. Anyway, it's closed at the moment. Closed at 10 o'clock last night while they work on a technical solution. I know people were showing images of 9/11, which certainly would be upsetting to people, but I'm not sure someone standing in front of us drinking is that offensive to people in New York. But apparently it is, and we're all clutching our pearls. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Sun, both of Rory McIlroy on the front page. Rory and Erica to divorce is the front of the Mirror, and then the front of the Star, game over for Rory and Erica. Rory McIlroy and his US wife Erica Stoll are to divorce after 7 years. He's lodged papers in court to end the marriage in Florida, where he now lives. Apparently the relationship is irretrievably broken. I was up in Ashford Castle recently, and they're still very proud there of the fact that they hosted this wedding, but unfortunately it's come to an end, the marriage. Now, inside, you heard that story in the news there about the abuse of politicians. Absolutely horrific. The Irish Times, more details. A new survey of Oireachtas members and political staff found a vast majority of respondents have experienced some form of abuse. 94% of politicians and 72% of political staff reported that they experienced some form of threat, harassment, abuse or violence, according to a summary of the findings. It's a UCD report on the survey on the abuse and harassment of TDs and senators. It would beg the question, why would anyone want to get involved in politics if that's what you're facing? Not alone if you're a politician, but even just working for a politician, clearly you face a lot of abuse. Now, GAA Go, never far from the headlines, the Irish Independent tells us today that a fresh row has now emerged about GAA Go because TG Cahir wanted to bid for championship GAA games for its free-to-air channel before the rights were sold to GAA Go, but the GAA has hit back, claiming that TG Cahir couldn't afford to bid for the games, and that if the GAA was prepared to give away our rights for free, then all broadcasters would want them. So you can read more about that row in the Irish Independent. Staying with sport, we are told that Leinster supporters travelling to London for the Champions Cup final are paying over the odds for flights. The Irish province take on Toulouse on Saturday week, May 25th, and the Irish Independent has got on to the airlines like Ryanair and Aer Lingus. Some of the flight prices are crazy. If you're hoping to fly from Dublin to London Stansted with Ryanair at 6:20 a.m. on the morning of the game and return the next day at 12 in the afternoon, you'll pay €541 for a basic fare. But if you were to go, for example, this Saturday, the exact same flights would cost €112. And with Aer Lingus, if you want to go the morning of the game and come back the next morning, it'll cost you €807 to fly to London. And if you're to do that this weekend, €273, a difference there of €533, I think. Finally, from the Mail, lots of talk in Ireland about road safety. Maybe we should look at female drivers, because a road safety campaign in France is urging men to drive like a woman. So for years we've had the notion and the false narrative that women maybe weren't the best drivers, but this slogan is appearing as part of an initiative by a safety awareness campaign aimed at reducing road fatalities, and it says you should drive like a woman, and the stereotype of women being inferior drivers is a misogynistic falsehood. So maybe some advice we could all take from France. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.